Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. You know, continuing with this year's theme of mindset, I am really excited to share another great guest with you today. Karen Lanoux is with us. And I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. And I also want to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. Time is our most precious asset, and I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I'd love to know what you think, so please subscribe, rate, review, wherever you're listening to the show. Now join me in welcoming our guest today. Karen Lanoux burst onto the scene with the advent of podcasting in 2006. Her podcast, Law of Attraction Tips, has been in the top 10 in self-help on iTunes since then and has accumulated a whopping 20 million plus downloads. Oh my goodness. Through her podcast, her coaching, and her online programs, Karen advises business owners, managers, and executives how to attract crazy amazing results and opportunities more easily than they ever imagined, so that they can be living life exactly how they want. The trend of many of her clients is to move from their frontline roles into VP or chief executive roles, or to rise to the top of the field in their business. Karen has been able to achieve this by sharing her powerful QC2 method that literally demolishes any mindset blocks that get in the way of people's goals and dreams. The result? Quantum leaps into success and infinite possibilities. Karen has been featured on Huffington Post, HuffPo Live, Global BC, The Financial Post, and the Vancouver Sun, and she's a sought-after speaker for business and women's groups. You can learn more about Karen at attractmore.com. and lawofattractioncenter.com. Well, welcome, Karen. I am so excited to have you here, that you've taken time out of your busy day, because I know you're a really busy person. Thank you so much for taking time to be on The Holistic Entrepreneur today with me.
Thanks, Bonnie. It's really great to be here.
You know, I mentioned a little bit about people, obviously, in their bio, but there's always more to the story. People have such interesting experiences that really sort of bring us to who we've become. So would you tell our listeners today a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are and what you do in your business today?
Sure. Where do I start? In terms of where I got today and my background is, or where I started was, you know, let's say back in 1997, I was working in a job, a corporate job, and, I started reading about, law of attraction but I was also very interested in business and online marketing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so I came across Brian Tracy and his book Maximum Achievement, and I thought it was a business book, what it was, and it is. But he talks about in that book, he talks about 7 universal laws, and one of them was the law of attraction, and I was hooked from that point on, and I started playing with it, and I started teaching it to my clients, and then just from there on, it moved until. My husband and I moved to different cities, was in a different job, but then what I found is I really just wanted a bigger audience. I wanted to get this out there in a bigger way. I was now in a management level and had staff, but again, you know, it was 12, 15 staff. Sure. And so it was just, how do I get this back out there into a bigger venue. And so that's when I started podcasting, which was back in 2006, so before I left my job, and started a podcast. It was immediately really successful on iTunes, and it's at the Law of Attraction Tips has been on the top 10 in iTunes in one form or another since 2006. So for the last 10 years, it's been in the top 10 in self-help. And so what that allowed me to do was do what I wanted to do, which was reach the world. And then what has evolved is that my business evolved because I was working with business people mostly, because that was really my background. And so started realizing that Law of Attraction is awesome, but it all comes down to mindset. And so that's where I focus is teaching people or showing them how to, you know, a specific method, a specific way, a strategy on how to use their mindset to attract the things that they want into their life, into their business.
Yeah, and that is so needed because, you know, I talk to people all the time, you know, people who do affirmations as an example, and they say, oh yeah, those affirmations don't work. I've got them posted all over my house. But they don't, you know, do all the pieces. They don't add the emotion to it, for one thing. And no wonder it doesn't work, you know, because in the background they're saying, yeah, like that's ever going to happen. So they're not believing their own affirmations. So that whole mindset piece is so powerful, and I don't think a lot of people have been focusing on that. So, and I listen to your podcast, I think it's awesome, and I think it's amazing that you can help so many people with this message because it's so needed.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and what is really, really inspiring to me is that, you know, when I started, nobody knew about this stuff, right? And, or not, you know, it was a very, very small percentage of people. Now you see it. People use the word attract. People use mindset more and are more and more aware of it. But again, we're still, you know, in small numbers. Mm-hmm. So being able to, and so many people think Law of Attraction is woo-woo. And it depends who you're talking to. Yeah, it is. Right. So, but that's why I like to say I have one foot in logic, one foot in magic. And that's really where it's, you know, that focus on mindset and how to use that to attract. That's where that all comes together because it's a very logical, strategic process. And if you can use that, if you can kind of start to allow yourself to use that, then, you know, amazing things unfold.
Oh, yeah. I love that tagline, one foot in logic and one foot in magic.
Yeah.
That like says it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. So, you know, I have a sense of what makes your business and your practice and how you help people unique, but share with me what from your perspective that is, because, well, we all bring our own unique gifts, and I know as many people, you have very unique gifts as well. So tell us a little bit about that. What makes you different? Like, why would somebody want to work with you rather than some other, you know, person who does Law of Attraction coaching?
Sure.
As an example?
Yeah, no, it's great. That's a great question. Well, one of the things that I've developed over time in working with my private clients for the last 7.5 years is I have, or no, it's 8.5.
How time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. One of the things that I realized a number of years ago is that I was doing the same things with my clients, right? And it kept adding some different processes to the mix. Until one day I realized, wow, it really boils down to these four tools. I use over 60 tools that at any given time based on whoever I'm working with and what their need is, specifically. But there's four tools that, I've named the QC2 method. And with that method, at any given moment when we're feeling stuck, when we're feeling down, when the trinity of trouble that gets us, and the trinity of trouble for me is fear, doubt, and worry. So when we're being affected with any of those things in the moment, we can get unstuck. And so the QC2 method does that. And it can do it in an instant, which is, you know, so profound. And that's why the people that I've worked with have just created these crazy, amazing lives, and businesses. And so, would you like me to talk about the QC2?
Oh, yes, please do.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay. So some of the stuff is not new. It's just kind of reformatted. And so, again, it's just like knowing at any given moment when you're feeling like lost or stuck again, that you go, okay, QC2, what do I, there's something here. I can use one of them or all of them or any combination of them. And so basically the four tools are two, and why it's called QC2 is two of the tools start with Q and two of them start with C. So really original. So the first tool, the first Q is quest formation. So you were talking about affirmations, and so a quest formation is an affirmation in the form of a question. And the like you just said, you know, lots of people, they do affirmations, but they don't get results, right? Because it's like, mm-hmm. as soon as we say an affirmation, in this, let's just say in this case, you know, my business is, you know, I've doubled my business, right? And so if I just say that, I've doubled my business, I've doubled my business, it's like this gremlin pops up on your shoulder and says, you know, who do you think you are? Like, that's not true. You're lying to yourself, right? And you're lying to everybody. That's our subconscious mind, right? And it's just kind of popping out to protect us and say, because it wants to keep the status quo. And so, so to get around that, the quest formation is an affirmation in the form of a question. And the reason that we do that is it actually bypasses that gremlin. So, it's a two part. The quest formations have two parts. The first is, it starts with a why question, and the second is a how question, and I'll expand upon that. So the first is, why did my business double so easily? And what you're doing with that is it's an affirmation, but really you're also setting your, I say it's like you're setting your GPS. You're saying, hey, this is the direction I'm going. But when we do that, when we say, why did my business double so easily, what we're doing is we're programming your subconscious mind to start looking for how that happened. Because all of a sudden it's like the gremlin's kind of going, huh? What did I miss, right? What happened here? Why did this happen? And I call it a reality incongruence. And so it starts searching and scanning the environment, because that's what it has to do. When we ask a question, it has to start doing that. And it starts finding the ways and the opportunities to double your business. And so so you ask that question. So whether it's with anything that you want to be creating, anything that you want to be having in your life, you ask that first question, why did this happen so easily? So why did I double my business so easily? Why did I bring in another two clients this week? Whatever it is. But what you're doing, again, is that you're bypassing that gremlin that shows up when you have when you do affirmations.
Yeah, and it feels different. You know, that doubt doesn't come up.
No.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because it just is a different vibe. I mean, I've got your little things plastered all over my desk so that I can see them, all the different pieces and the phases and all of that and the bizarre world and all of those sorts of things. And when I practice those the way you teach it as a quest formation, it does feel different.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the same.
Yeah. It's amazing. And so, so that's the first part, but what I found was that if you just do that part of the quest formation, I found for myself and my clients found it too, is that we all just get pretty cranky. It doesn't generally happen in a second, like the moment after. So again, that reality incongruence kind of starts to show up, and again, there's just a little bit of crankiness. So, and of course, just in terms of attraction, with like energy attracting like energy, we don't want to be cranky.
Right.
So that's why I added the second part, which is, how great is it that I've doubled my business?
Oh, I love that.
And then what that does is that puts us into the energy of having a business that's doubled. And sorry, I'm just going to cough. Excuse me. And so, so we put ourselves into that energy of, wow, what's happened? And again, like energy attracts like energy. So when we're in that space, we automatically start to attract. So doing a quest formation, again, we're setting our GPS. We're saying to the universe, to God, to whatever that higher power is for you, we're saying, hey, this is the direction I'm going. Let's make it happen. Mm-hmm. So that's the quest formation. And that's the first cue. And then the second cue is question. And, question, of course, there's nothing new about questions, but I'm always reminded of a quote by Tony Robbins, which I'm about to hack. But it basically said, successful people ask really good questions, and as a result, they get better results. Mm-hmm. And so it's about the formation of the question. So often what we're doing instead as we're going through our day is we're either asking ourselves questions that aren't very positive, or we're making statements or declarations mm-hmm. that, wow, this is really hard, or wow, that didn't work before, or who am I to do this? I can't do this. There's that diatribe for ourselves is endless, right? It can go on and on and on about it. But often it's just like, well, it's really hard to do, or I can't do it, or I don't know how to do it, or, I'm not, who's going to listen to me, right? Or we might ask questions, why does this keep happening to me? as we're going through a day. And so instead, we want to ask really, really good questions. And they're more open-ended questions, which would be something like, what would it take to double my business? Mm-hmm. There was a time I spoke at an event for businesswomen, and one of the things I suggested is that you ask this question. It's something that's something you really want to change really quickly. You ask that question every half hour all day long for a couple of days.
Oh, wow.
And what you're doing is you're setting up your subconscious mind to find that answer. Mm-hmm. And the other part of this is that you don't want to answer the question. You actually just want to be the inspiration to show up. You want it to access more than what your conscious mind can access. But going back to this woman, she asked that question. She did it for a couple of days, and then she emailed me after and said, Karen, she goes, I asked the question, and all of a sudden the answer just came to me. And it was in front of me all along. But she goes, I can now see a path to growing my business in
wow.
an entirely different way. So that's just the power of questions. It's just by
yeah.
being able to ask, what would it take for this to change? Or what do I need to add to this? Or who do I need to be in order to have an income or have my business double? Those kinds of questions bring up different types of answers
mm-hmm.
As opposed to this is too hard. Or the
right.
statements. So, but again, the key part of this is that you ask the question and then you go do something else.
Right.
Reason being is that otherwise we're accessing our what's in our conscious mind. And when we're accessing only what's in our conscious mind, we're limiting ourselves tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
mm-hmm.
if we ask that open-ended question, leave it to our subconscious. I believe the subconscious and the universe are in constant communication. And
yeah.
so, and again, even just logically, our subconscious is, that's all our senses are picking up information. I think it's 400 billion bits of information per second that our subconscious mind is accessing all this information. And the only things that make it up into our conscious mind is what we're focused on. So if we're focused on it being hard, then our subconscious mind will only find those things that prove us right. Where if we ask a more open-ended question is, what would it take to double my business? It starts scanning the environment for entirely different things. And it's using those 400 billion bits of information as it's kind of just going through all of that information. It only will send out what is in alignment with what, again, your focus is, which is, how would I do this, right? What would it take? And so that's why it's so powerful to get out of, and that's how we get out of our own way, is by just asking the question, go do something else.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Well, those are two of the four tools.
Yes.
We're going to take a short break here, but when we come back, I want to hear about the other tools. And then I have a little, just a little sort of confirmation of that is so true. I was trying to think of somebody's name, and this has probably happened to people like all the time, but I saw somebody in the grocery store, could not remember his name, tried to think of it, and I knew this person, but you know what? When I let it go, when I went, drove home, did something else, boom, there it was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens. We have all the answers. So that's so true, except how many of us really focus on it that way. So that's awesome that you're helping people to be able to, like, hear the answers that we all have anyway.
Yeah.
That's That's amazing. So when we come back from the break here, and I want to hear about the other tools and how you help people, especially in their business, and which we've kind of been talking about, and if you have some sort of a like a golden nugget to leave with people. If they could only remember one thing from today's show, what would you want that to be?
Sure.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here today with Karen Lanoux, and we're talking about the law of attraction and how you can use it to make your business whatever you want it to be. We're going to be right back.
Can your ideal clients find you when they search online for what you do? If you're like most people, you might be surprised at how weak your online presence really is. There's a lot you can do to increase your online exposure at little or no cost if you know where to look. Holistic Entrepreneur Coach Bonnie Gressel is an expert in helping clients enhance their online presence so they can grow their business fast. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGroessel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here today with Karen Lanoux, and we are having a fabulous discussion. I am so excited that Karen is willing to share her secrets to how she helps people to build their business into whatever they want that to be. So before the break, we were talking about the first tools in the QC2 method. So Karen, would you share with us a little bit more about the rest of your QC2 method?
Sure. So the first C of the QC2 method is at clearing, in a clearing statement. And the clearing statement is really a mental exercise that really, it kind of holds two different roles that it does. One, it's setting an intention, and it's clearing, it's creating a blank slate, basically, for us to create kind of and access all kinds of different possibilities, like far more, we can say infinite possibilities as opposed to what we are accessing in the moment. And then the secondary thing that it does is, and I lost my train of thought. yes, clears the blank slate, and it's creating an intention. Not sure if I just said that, but anyways, so it's creating an intention. And so what we're doing is we're wiping clean any of those negative or limiting beliefs that hold us back. And so, it's a process that is just, it's very simple. We can do it in any moment. And we can do it on ourselves. It's more powerful if we can do it with somebody else, but, certainly very, very powerful. It's just, we can do it on our own. And so the clearing statement, there's a setup phrase and there's the clearing statement, and then, there's the kind of the reaction after the fact. And so, and then based on what happens at the end, then we just clear, we keep clearing until it feels light or it just feels like really good. And so just going back to the idea of doubling our business. So I'll just give an example of this. So everywhere you've bought that it's really hard to double your business, are you willing to eliminate that? And then you would say yes. And then I say destroy, transform, and release. And that's the clearing statement. So that, when we're doing this, we're just receiving this. We're actually not trying to logically think it through or process it. We're just actually just receiving the statement. So again, it's destroy, transform, and release. So with any negative or limiting belief, we have one story, maybe 100 that hold that limiting belief in place. So that's why I say de-story. We're getting rid of the story. Mm-hmm. And so we're just making that intention. I'm getting rid of this. I'm getting rid of this story. And then I'm transforming that energy of that story into something different. And then I'm releasing it out into the universe. So it's just, I'm not owning it anymore. It's just not mine. I'm not a match to it anymore. And then what will happen once that statement is said is one of three things. The first thing that might happen is that you might feel nothing, but you will take different actions after the fact. It's like that limiting or negative belief doesn't exist anymore, which is great. A thought or an image might come to mind, and so whatever that is, you just want to keep clearing on that after the fact. So if there's an image that comes to mind, it might be of your dad working really hard, and it just feels wrong for things to be easy. So then you just want to go, everything that is and everything that brings up, am I willing to eliminate? Yes, destroy, transform, and release. So you're clearing it out until all that energy and information that's associated with that limiting belief, you clear on it until it just kind of doesn't have any energy anymore. Mm-hmm. The last thing is that you might have some kind of feeling in your body, and quite honestly, it can be anything. And so you want to clear on it until that clears out and until it feels light. Some people feel you can get to the state where you're feeling really lightheaded and kind of discombobulated. That's okay. That's a really good sign. What that means is that it's, the negative belief has left the building. So, and it's on its way out and you're just, you feel different, right? So that, and really, really, really quickly, that is the clearing statement. And it is probably one of the most profound parts of the QCT method, and can really change any. This has worked from people being afraid of dogs because they've been bitten to fear of success, fear of failure, everything in between, right? And you, again, I've seen it used in virtually every aspect to clear out some kind of feeling, sometimes some kind of negative or limiting belief. Any questions about that?
No, I can just say, for a testimonial or a personal experience, I use the clearing method a lot. I mean, while we were on vacation, I was in a better frame of mind, right? So I didn't have to use it as much. But I can tell you, I can tell our listeners, it really works. And it does. It makes you feel different. And lighter is a really good way to describe it. That's what I experienced.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yay. Yay. So that's a clearing statement. And then the last part, the second C and the last tool in the QCT method is celebration. Mm. And the purpose of celebration is, again, just to put you in that, to make you an energetic match to the things that you want, to lift you up. So at any given time, I talk about going in, again, it's gratitude and appreciation, but I talk about going into the wow zone. And the wow zone to me is just being able to look around wherever you are and just appreciate what you have in front of you, and just where you can just look out and look at the things. Like I have this wonderful view, and I can look out and just go, wow, this is, the trees and the mountains, it's just so beautiful, right? It's really easy during my day to not even see it because I'm busy, right?
Sure.
But when you get into that state of just this amazing appreciation of, wow, look at those trees. Wow, look at my puppies. They're laying on the couch, and I get to be home and be with them all day. And wow, I have this great computer, and wow, I get to talk to Bonnie. How cool is that, right? And I could go on and on and on and on, right? But what that does, again, is it just lifts your energy up to a really amazing state. And I have people all, often say to me, Karen, are you always like this? And it's just like, yeah, I am. And part of that is just being in appreciation, being in the wow zone on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah. Oh, that might be, well, tell me what you think your golden nugget is, the one thing to leave with people. And we might have just talked about it, because living in that wow zone, that state of gratitude all the time, or the clearing. I mean, you have so many tools, Karen. If people didn't have any more room in their brain today, they could only fit one more thing in for today, what do you want to make sure that our listeners leave with from the show today?
There's a million things.
There's so much, I know.
I could just say QC2 and that's it, right? Just QC2 it. But really, it comes down to your focus. pay attention to what you're focusing on. And then, you know, and just realize at any moment you can shift your energy, right? So if your focus is on something that you don't want, which is what we all do, mm-hmm. You know, again, I teach this and I have to constantly remind myself, like, no, what do I really want? What I want instead is this. Pay attention mm-hmm. to your focus and keep shifting, you know, to where you want things to be, and you will start to see that.
Yeah. Oh, that's such great, you know, wisdom, because it's simple. Simple is not always easy, because you, like you say, you need to get wrapped up in the day, or life gets in the way, and then we don't. But it does go back to noticing mm-hmm. what you're focusing on. So that's an awesome golden nugget, I think, to leave with people today. So, Karen, I know people are going to want more of you. I mean, after hearing you on the show, oh, my goodness. So what's the best way to connect with you? And I know that you have a special gift for our listeners today, too. So would you talk a little bit about that and about how they can reach out to you and get more of Karen Lanoue?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. So as part of the giveaway that your audience is going to get is – It's an audio called about the power of questions. So the power of question audio goes into more depth about what we talked about as far as just question and asking questions, you know, in a way that works. So that's one of the things that is part of the gift. The other thing is I'm giving you access to, it's a free and fabulous membership, but it's access to over 60 of my Law of Attraction podcasts. And you can't get these anywhere except on an app that you have to pay for, but you can get it. But I'm giving that away to you for, you know, as part of this gift. So if you like attraction stuff, you like mindset stuff, you want things to change, this is, you know, that's in as part of this program for you. The other thing that I am going to give is, well, there's kind of two things, and what's part of the program, or what's, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop. It's downloading all this stuff in my head all at the same time, and it's trying to kind of come out of my mouth all at the same time. I'm going to give away a complimentary breakthrough session with me on how to get clear and focused and to stop procrastinating. So, again, there will be links to all of this, so you can access that as part of the gifts when you sign up, or when you just plug in your information from the link that that Bonnie's going to give you. What I also would suggest is I've got a webinar running right now called Get Clear, Get Focused, and Stop Procrastinating. And if you go to attractmorenow.com, it's on the front page. You can sign up right now, and it's there and available for you. So, I would go into way more depth on how to do that. So you're, again, just really clear and focused, so you can be taking action and creating, again, the things that you want in your business.
Wow, those are such generous gifts, Karen. Oh, thank you so much. And I'll put the attractmorenow.com website on the show pages for all the networks that this show is on, so people can access that really easily. And then, of course, your free gift will be on the gift page as well. Thank you so much for your generosity.
Yeah, thanks, Bonnie. You're welcome.
So, you know, and I would imagine the best way to like, actually reach out to you if they had a particular question or whatever was to either apply for that breakthrough session, or I would imagine there's a contact us on your website as well.
Okay. Well, so on either website, the lawofattractioncenter.com or Attract More Now, there's a little pop-up that should show up on the side of the page that says, you know, ask a question. So you can contact me that way.
Okay. And I would imagine, as most people, you're on social media and all that stuff as well.
Yes, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter.
So they'll if they just go searching for you, they'll find you.
I'm hard to miss somehow.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time today, Karen. It's always such a treat to chat with you, and I love your energy, and it makes me feel so good when we're done with the show. So thank you so much for your time and sharing all of your insights with our listeners today.
Yeah, thank you, Bonnie. It's always wonderful to be here and talking with you.
What a great show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Now, you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and SpeakUp Talk Radio, so you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and the quickest way to find the links to all of these places is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com, and then just click on the radio tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links to all the other networks are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. And the wonderful gifts that all of our guests have offered can be found there as well. So be sure to access the gift page while you're there. Now, I have another great guest lined up for next week. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word so that we can reach more people. And you can do that by subscribing, reviewing, and of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.